Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
And good Wednesday morning to you. It is 7:23. We are looking at 44 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
The USA BMX Carolina Nationals, it's returning to the Rock Hill BMX Supercross track this weekend, starting on March the 31st. We have David Linder in. He is with Rock Hill Parks Recreation and Tourism. And good morning to you, David.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Hey, we love having you guys on from Rock Hill PRT, especially you. We like you, David.
Better than Laura Helms, I hope.
We told her the same thing yesterday.
Them's might be fighting words because we have to see Lori once a month.
I know. She was about herding cats. Too,
so. She's great. What we learned, though, she keeps everyone organized.
She does,
in your
very
department.
Much so. Okay. Very much so.
That's great. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So this is what, our ninth year hosting this?
That's correct. Yep. We've been fortunate enough to host. We opened the track in 2014. Mm-hmm. Even that first year, we were able, fortunate enough to host a Nationals. So it's every year we've seen it grow. Even during the years of COVID, we've seen an increase, not only in local participation in Friday night races, but in our, you know, our Nationals we run and some other events out there we do. So
For folks that have been to the Supercross track, the BMX track,
right,
and they've seen a race and don't know anything what this is, this does not speak their language, so to speak, why should the spectators come? Why should we come out to support?
Well, probably one of the biggest thing is BMX is somewhat of a unique sport. Now, it was created here in the United States. But it's still fairly new. There's not very many Supercross tracks, especially on the East Coast. We were actually one of the first ones ever in 2014 on the East Coast. So that being said, it's still a growing sport. Still, I mean, I don't fully understand it, and I've been involved with it since the beginning, 2014. But it's really cool, especially when you figure when you think about the international component to it, the Olympic athletes that are out there. And it's not like other Olympic sports or pro sports. I mean, you can have access to these athletes. And in my experience with these international athletes, as well as the American athletes, they're very forthcoming with, you know, kids and talking to and coming out to schools. Matter of fact, I believe we're working with USA BMX and their foundation. They're bringing some of their pro athletes to the local schools here, I think this week. So that's, you know, to get those kids involved, get a lot of those kids out to get exposure to the track and just cycling in general.
And I think that's one of the benefits to the sport itself is that it spans all ages.
That's correct.
I mean, I've been out there on a Friday night and I've seen, you know, we've had Mary Hollis in before. So we've gone to watch Mary Hollis. Yep. But then there's men and women and it spans. I mean, it's a sport that is not just for a specific demographic.
That's correct. And that's one of the beauties of the sport. It's a true family sport.
Right.
So, you know, if you get the opportunity to come out this weekend, you'll see we have two soccer fields set up right next to the track. We actually call it Tent City. So everybody piles out there on Thursday, tries to get their spot, and it's really a family atmosphere. Mm-hmm. You'll see kids racing from 4 years old on Strider bikes to people in their 60s racing. So it's a true amateur sport, and we will have a small pro component to it. But basically, it's an amateur sport, so anybody can come ride it. You know, it's great to see that many families out there.
And throughout the year at the BMX track, every one of us can take classes and lessons out there. So again, we reap the benefits of having a world-class facility like this in our backyard. And I don't know if sometimes if people just, we take it for granted, or we just don't think, we'll just say, we'll do it next time. And next time, as you know, never happens. So keep that in mind too, if you want to learn more about it. When we have all these folks riding into town, let's talk about the economic impact last year and what's projected this year.
So we're looking about probably close to 2,000 athletes this year is what we're understanding from USA BMX, because they've already seen an increase in their few races they've done now. Not to mention this race, as well as the other races, lead up to points to go toward the World Championships, which will be in Paris. And I'll talk about that real quick in a minute. Leading up to that, we're probably looking about 2,000 racers plus 5,000 to 10,000 maybe or more spectators. The economic impact was about $3 million, 3.2. And that's money that the city doesn't get. It goes back to the local communities. It goes back to the sporting goods stores, the restaurants, the hotels. So that's money that's gone back into the community itself. So we're looking for probably a larger economic impact with this one than what we've seen in years past. All that being said, real quick, I want to hit on, we are hosting, I think it's called a Tier 1 in October, which is going to be a large Olympic component, international component, because that Tier 1, the UCI, the International Governing Body, they will be getting points big time for the Paris Olympics. And then, of course, I'm going to go ahead and mention real quick, March of 24, we'll be hosting another Nationals. In the May of 24, we get the opportunity to host the Worlds again. So,
wow.
That's cool. And I remember the Nationals last time, and it was an unbelievable experience. David, do you think if folks from our community that are listening right now go to the USA BMX Carolina Nationals this weekend, it's March the 31st through April the 2nd, they can follow along if they don't understand what the sport is? I mean, they know when people start and they know when they finish.
Yeah, I tell you, I couldn't imagine as a parent trying to figure that out. I know Matt Watson's kind of tried to figure it out a little bit. But you can... everybody that's wearing a USA BMX jersey, they're more than friendly. Of course, we have staff there that understand all the motos, and there's opportunities. You can go online and kind of follow it online. So, and it's only 20 seconds of racing, so.
Yeah, for sure.
It's quick. Don't blink.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yep.
But it is fascinating to see. It is interesting to watch. It's right here in our backyard every single day. So if you've never gone out there, this might be the opportunity to do so. And if you have gone out there, this is a chance just to learn more about this sport. It's the USA BMX Carolina Nationals. It's at the Rock Hill BMX Supercross Track, March the 31st through April the 2nd. It's free to... You don't need a ticket to get in, but you have to pay to park.
That's correct. Okay. Yeah. So, we're looking for people to park. We want to fill up the parking slots. But, if you live in the neighborhood, we do have some free parking available. So, it's free to watch the event. It's $10 a day if you want a premium parking spot. But it's free if you just wanted to walk up.
Great.
Well, it is a community within a community. They've got vendors there. And to your point, when we've been there before, I've said to someone that looks like they know what they're doing, I'm like, explain to me in this race right here what's happening and who I should be rooting for. But again, we know when they start, we know when they finish, but it's a fast-moving sport. It's not a lot of downtime. Once one heat is done, another one is up, ready to go, and it does move pretty quickly.
Yeah, it moves real fast. Matter of fact, they have two heats on the track at all times. Gosh. So the X race has already started before the last one finished.
Remember when we had the media event out there during the World?
Yes.
I promise you, I've done a lot of interesting things in my career, and that one still to this day is one that I'm like, I'm glad I got through without breaking an arm.
You have to be in good shape.
You do.
I've done it.
Remember the media folks? Some of them were wiping out. Yep. One dislocated a shoulder. Yep. Somebody, I mean, it was like a battle out there. Don't worry, Ashley. I'll do it again for us.
Yeah.
Are we going to
flip a coin? Yeah. I kind of want to do it, but we'll see.
I think we've learned not to start up top. I think we can start down on the ground because we started up top with the gate, mm-hmm. and you kind of have to balance the bike. And once that gate goes down, you're gone. You're gone.
Yeah.
So that's it. Maybe they'll do one for us where we can just stay on the ground.
I'll just pedal.
A leisurely ride around the course. I don't think that's the way it goes. But hey, you start, you finish, and that's the name of the game. Okay, the USA BMX Carolina Nationals, Rock Hill BMX Supercross Track on March the 31st through April the 2nd. David Linder is with Rock Hill PRT. David, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.